Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin, daf Yud Aleph. Begin on the bottom of Yud and Beis, two lines off at the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues in the halachas of our Mishnah, which we spoke about, that Iber Hashana, if it requires three judges or seven judges, but now the Gemara continues in the finer laws of Iber Hashana, of intercalculating a year, which is adding on another Adar, another month, 13th month to the year. Says the Gemara, Zimein, prepared, Nasi, the prince, Tzarech, if it's necessary, Gedi, the kid goats, Simon is mnemonic to recall the following halachas relating to the laws of Iber Hashana. Tarabon, Linda Brisa. Ema Abrines Hashana, we do not make the year extended. Ella only, which is the first of the simonim, as we continue on top of Yud Aleph, Menalv, Bimuzimonim law. Only if the Nasi had prepared the judges for the previous evening. As the Gemara illustrates, Maisa Reb Gamliel Sha'amad, there was an incident of Reb Gamliel, who he was the Nasi, that is from the Davidic dynasty, that is in the diaspora, and there it's Israel, they had the leaders of the Jewish people, was called the Nasi. So there was an incident of Reb Gamliel that he said, Hishkimu li, that tomorrow morning I want you to bring up to me Shiva, seven judges, La'aliyah, to the upper story, which was designated for where the court would sit there and deliberate regarding the making the year into an Ibriya. And Hishkim Matzah Shemayna, and as the story goes on, when they got up there the following morning, they found out there were eight people, not seven people. So Amar, so Reb Gamliel said, Mihu Sha'ala Shalei Bershos Yerid, whoever was that came up, the extra person without permission, should go down. Because, as the halacha is illustrating, that they have to be prepared. Amit Shmuel HaKatan V'Amar, so Shmuel HaKatan stood up and he said, Anihu Shalisi Shalei Bershos, I'm the one who came up without permission. Now, v'loyla abra hashana elisi, but it's not that I came up to be part of the court to extend the year, to join with you. Elalumad, rather, I came to learn Torah from you how it's done. Halacha l'maisa tzrachti, I was coming to see what's the actual practical halachic application. How do the judges go ahead and decide and extend the year? Amalai, Yisrael said to him, Shev b'ni shev, sit my son, sit. Ru'uyis kal hashanam kulon l'sarba l'yotcha. All the years are fit to be extended based on you. But just you have to understand, the sages have said, you cannot extend the year only if those judges were prepared from the night before. Now, says the Gemara, actually, in truth, it wasn't Shmuel HaKatan who was the eighth man out, was the extra person. Actually, was a different person. Because of the embarrassment that they shouldn't recognize who was the one that came up, the eighth one without permission, and he's going to be embarrassed, so he offered himself to say, oh, I was the one, but really it wasn't him. He just wanted to save another person from humiliation. As the Gemara says, Kihad Yosef Rebbe B'Kadarish, as Rebbe, a similar incident, Rebbe was sitting and he was expounding, he was giving a shir, V'Riach Riach Shum, and it smelled like a garlic smell that was coming out. So Amar Rebbe said, Misha Achol Shum Yetzeh, whoever's ate garlic, please leave. It's intolerable. I can't give the shir like this. So Amar Rebchia B'Yatzeh, so Rebchia got up and he left. Amdu Kulam B'Yatzeh, so everyone got up and they also left. So the next morning, Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, found Reb Chia, and Omrle said to him, "Atu you're the one who pained my father, that you ate garlic and they had this smell running through the room, and because of that he couldn't continue his class." So Amalei, Reb Chia said to him, "Chas Hashem, that I would eat garlic before coming into the Beis Medrash to cause such a disruption. There shouldn't be such a thing like this amongst the Jewish people." Rather, it was just that he shouldn't embarrass the one who had really eaten the garlic that I left, so that everyone else should leave, so that no one should understand who is the one that really ate the garlic, that he's going to be the one who leaves by himself, and he's going to be looking, oh man, he's the one who had to leave. Now the Gemara asks, Reb Chia Mehecha Gamala, where did Reb Chia know that there's such a concept that you could do that, disrupt the shir, leave in the middle, that to save another person embarrassment? So it's the Gemara, Reb Meir from Reb Meir. There was an answer with a woman who came to the study hall of Reb Meir. So Amrle, she said to him, Rebbe, my teacher, Echad mikem kitcheni bebia, one of you, one of the students over here, engaged me with bia, which is not such an appropriate thing, but he engaged me and now I'm engaged to this man. So Amr Reb Meir, because of get creases of nusnlas, Reb Meir also doing something which would seem like a slight in his honor, he got up and he wrote her a divorce document and gave it to her. So Amdu, Kastav, Kulam, and Nuslis, everyone else got up and did the same thing. Now you can't tell who is the one that did it because Reb Meir himself offered to go as if he was a possible candidate. He wrote the get, now everyone else wrote the get, again saving the one who really had done this from that embarrassment. So the Gemara said, Reb Meir, Meir, Gamala. Where did Reb Meir know to do such an act? Says the Gemara, Mishmul HaKatan, as we said before, the incident where Shmuel HaKatan had gotten up and said, oh, I was the eighth man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean. But again, we have a Mesaira, even on simple acts of etiquette or of midas, this has to be learned from the tradition also that was learned from someone earlier. So the Gemara continues, Mishmul HaKatan Mecha Gamala, where did he know to do this from? Says Gemara, Meshachanya ben Yechiel. It says the pasuk in Ezra says Vayad Shachanya ben Yechiel mem ne'elam, that he responded Vayomer le'Ezra, and he said to Ezra, Anachnu ma'alnu be'elokeinu, we have acted, committed treason in our God. Vanoshev noshem nachris ma'amaretz, we have married foreign women from the lands, from the nations of the land. Va'ati yesh mikva liYisrael azay, so now there's hope for the Jewish people on this. Now he himself did not marry a foreign woman. And he, however, included himself in the category, again, not to embarrass all the others, similar as all these other incidents were following, mimicking this incident. Now, ask the Gemara, V'shechanya ben Yechiel meicha gamala, where did he know to do such a thing? Says the Gemara, Yeshua, meaning from this incident with Yeshua, that we actually learned it out all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to reveal to Yeshua who was the one who sinned, and rather he put everybody in the category, like it says, Chati Yisrael, that the Jewish people sinned, when really it was only the action of Achin. So it's like it says the passage in Yeshua, it says, V'yema Hashem el Yeshua kamlach. Hashem said to Yeshua, get up. Lama zata nefala apanecha, why are you falling on your face? Chati Yisrael, the Jewish people have sinned. So I'm alafanav, so Yeshua said to Hashem, Rebbein Yishol, the master of the world, Mi chata, who is the one who sinned? So Hashem said to him, "B'chi delter ani? What do you think? I'm a reichel? You think I'm a talebearer? I'm a gossip monger? Leichet l'garelis. Go ahead and make a lottery. You go ahead and find out for yourself." But Hashem himself didn't want to pick out one person, again, to include everybody, not to embarrass the individual who was the one who did the wrong thing. If one, you can learn from the incident with Moshe, the Chassid, like it says a pasuk in Shemais, where there it's also Vayyim Hashem al Moshe. Again, we learn this out from Hashem Yisbarach himself, that he said to Moshe, "Ad on the me'antim, up until when will you refuse?" And he included all the Jewish people in that refusal to follow Hashem's way, even though it wasn't all the Jewish people that went out to gather the man on Shabbos. It was only part of them, like it says in Shemais Tesan, "Yatzu min ha'am lolkei," and still included everybody, again, not to embarrass those who had done, included everyone in that, which again was the chain of events in history, as we find that those who learned from the other ones, going back all the way to Hashem Yisbarach, that a person would go ahead and say, "I'm the one," to save another person from embarrassment. So that was again the first of the four simonim regarding the Eber, which was Zeman, that the judges have to be prepared. Now, continuing on this topic, where the Gemara brings in this idea because of Shmuel HaKatan, so the Gemara parenthetically introduces the next discussion, which talks about the greatness of Shmuel HaKatan, where we had mentioned that he was the one who said he was the extra person, even though he was really the one that was prepared. So when the later prophets, the last prophets in the Jewish people had passed away, which were Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi, those are the last of the books of the Tanakh, Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh Mi'Yisrael, so the divine presence removed itself from the Jewish people. But now, in spite of that, however, they would still utilize what's known as the daughter of the voice, meaning there was still some echo of prophecy that we could still hear and then be connected to the divine spheres to hear from there what is going on. Which there was one time where they were sitting around in the upper story in the attic of the house of Gurya in Yericho. And there was placed on them a heavenly voice from heaven that said as follows: Yesh kan echad shirosh atishol av shchina, and some have the girsa kemeisher. They knew that there's someone here sitting over here that's fit for the divine presence to rest on him, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Elisha in doy v'zak l'kach, but his generation is not fit for it. And the sages placed their eyes on Hillel the elder, that he was the one that the Baskel was referring to. And when Hillel HaZaken passed away, Amrullah, they said on them, "Hey Chasid, hey Anav, woe regarding the pious one, woe regarding the humble one," which these are two sides of the same coin, which a humble person is someone that thinks beyond himself and thinks about other people, which is what a Chasid is, which is from the root of Chesed. And the same thing goes with Hashem, going beyond oneself. Tamid Shel Ezra, who is a student of Ezra, he was the one that was fit for the Baskel. There was another incident when they were sitting around in the upper story in Yavna. And again, there was a heavenly voice that came out from heaven that said, "There's someone sitting here that's fit to have the divine presence rest in him." But his generation is not fit for this. That's why we introduced this over here, because he was the one that started off that previous Gemara's discussion. And they placed their eyes on Shmuel, the small one. And when he passed away, they said regarding him the same appellation, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav. Well, regarding the pious one, regarding the humble one, Tamidah Shel Hillel, he was a student of Hillel. Now, Shmuel HaKatan himself, he also proved at the end that the divine presence did rest on him, because he actually prophesied at the time of his passing, because Amar B'Shas Misasa, he said when he was passing away, Shimon v'Yishmol L'Charba, Shimon and Yishmol will be killed by the sword, which is referring to Reb Shimon Gamliel, who is the Nasi, and Yishmol ben Elisha, who is the Kohen Gadol, who they were killed with by the sword, which we say in the period of Asar HaRugi Malchus, we see in Kippur, Tisha B'Av, and V'Chavrai and his colleagues, which refers to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanan ben Tragin, L'Ketala, they're going to be killed in some other forms of death, which Rabbi Kiva was, as the Gemara says, in Brachas of Samachal Mbeis, his flesh was combed with iron combs. Rabbi Chananya was killed by being burnt, as the Gemara says, Nabai Dezer Dafyot Chesmet Aleph, V'Shar Amal Aviz, and the rest of the nation will be plundered, V'Okin Sagi and Asidin L'Meis Alam, and many harmful and hurtful things are going to come to the world. Now, says the Gemara, about Yehuda ben Bava, big shulemikin. Now, regarding Yehuda ben Bava, they wanted to say such a eulogy, like they said regarding Shmuel HaKatan, the Hey Anav Hey Chassid, El Shenitrafasha, but the moment didn't allow it. She'ema speed mal arugi malchus, because we don't eulogize regarding those who were killed by the government, because there were the fear of the king, they have to quickly bury the individual, and therefore they didn't get a chance to give him to such a husband. Now, that's the conclusion of the first Simon of Zeman. Moving on to the next siman regarding halachas of Ibar Hashanah, turn about learn the brisa. Ema abrinas Hashanah, we did not extend a year, meaning to add another adar. Elam kin yirtza nasi, which that's the second siman, unless if the nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, wants it. As the Gemara says in Maaser ben Gamliel, that there was a story of Gamliel, shahalach litel rishus, he was going to get some governmental permission regarding some public element. Etzel shilton echad shebesori, regarding a certain ruler that was in Syria. And he was detained from coming. The Ibras Hashanah, and they extended the year. Al Manas Sheyitzer Gamliel, on the condition, with the stipulation that the Nasi Gamliel will be willing for it. Uksha Barim Gamliel V'Amaretzne, when he finally ended up coming back, and he says, "Yes, I want it. I want it to be a Ibriya." Nimtzes Shana Mubaris, comes out that it retroactively from his agreement that it was a Shana Mubaris. Tarnabon Len Nabraisa, turn to the third item. Ema abinas Hashanah, we do not extend the year. Elim kin hoisid tzricha, unless it was neser. That was what we said was tzarech, meaning mipnei hadrachim, because of the roads which get ruined in the winter months because of the rain. Mipnei hagesharim, and because of the bridges which, if they weren't yet fixed, and therefore those who are coming to do aliyas laregel to come up to the Beis Hamikdash three times a year, they can't come up because the roads are not fit. So it's for those reasons that we would extend the year. So to Mimnei Tanur Pesachim, because of the ovens that the Jewish people use on Pesach, where they have to roast their carbon Pesach, which the ovens were made out of earthenware and they get dissolved from the rains of the winter. So you need to have the hot air to go ahead and dry it up. So you have to extend the year so you could have another Adar, which is you have more time before Nisan, because it's at the end of the rainy winter. Mimnei Galius Yisrael, and also because of the Jewish people that are in the far away in the diaspora, and the court heard shenekrim mimukayman, that they already left their place to be oil leregel to bring and come and do their carbon pesach on the yom tov of pesach, but vadayin lohigiu, but they have not yet reached, because if we're not going to extend the year, so then they're not going to want to come anymore for pesach because they started a journey and then they never made it for pesach to Yerushalayim. However, we do not extend the year because of the snow, because that's not going to stop people from coming. Not because it's cold. Neither because of the diaspora, people in exile that didn't even leave their place yet, even though they're not going to make it. But if they never even left, we could go ahead and we don't extend it because of that, even though they're not going to end up making it to Yerushalayim for the Yom Tov Pesach. Continuing to the fourth and last item on this siman, turn about the brisa. Emer Abinas Hashanah, we do not extend the year. Leimimne Hagadoyim, not because of the kid goats. Veleimimne Hatloim, not because of the young lambs, which are very thin. And we do not extend the year so that they could get bigger and that they could be larger by the time the month of Nisan comes along, because you add on another Adar to bring as a Karban Pesach, because you could bring them when they're still small. So to v'loim neha gizolish lepirchu, neither do we extend the year because of the birds that are too small that can't fly yet, which people need for, let's say, a woman has to bring kine yolodis, which are karbanis that have birds, which, or let's say by zavin and zavis, a man or a woman had a certain emission where they have to go ahead and bring also bird type of karbanis. So regarding that, generally people would wait and delay to bring their kine zavin zavis or yolodis until they came to do alila regal. So even so, we do not extend the year because even though the birds are still too young, because you could bring what's called b'nei yaina, the sons of doves, which are kosher even when they're small, so you don't have to extend the year until the birds get bigger. Avol, but says the b'raisa, eisen, eisen, sad l'shana, but we do make these elements that we just mentioned an addition to the year. In other words, that it does support and it would be used as an auxiliary element to Bima'abr the year. So if, let's say, you had to extend the year because of one of the three elements that we're going to mention on Amud Beis regarding Aviv or Peiros Ilan or the third element, so on that the Gemara says that it's only if you have two of the three do you go, I mean the third one is Tekufis, only because you have two of the three do you extend it. But for one you don't, that's what this price is saying. But if, let's say, besides one of those three reasons, there's also the kid goats or the lambs or the birds that are too small, they are used to support, and they do combine with one of those three reasons, and you will be ma'abed the year because of that. As the Braisa illustrates this, Kate said, how does this work out? Rabbi Yana Oimim Shimon Gamlili says, what the courts write is, we want to notify you, the birds are still very young, and the sheep are still thin, and moreover has one of those three things, which is the primary reasons why we extend the year, which is the ripening of the grain has not yet come, and it seems appropriate for us that we add on to this year another 30 days, meaning an Adar Sheni. So again, that's the idea where although you need to have usually two of the three things we're going to mention on the mid-base, if you have only one and you also have the birds and the lambs that are not old enough, then they would combine with them to be ma'abah the year. But on them themselves, you're not ma'abah the year for that. Now, however, the Gemara asks one contradiction from this b'raisa. Meisvei, we learned another b'raisa that says, Kama ibra hashana, how much is extended to the year? Says the Tanakh, Kama shloshim yom, 30 days. Which is that the Adar Sheni is 30 days. Reb Shimon Gamliel, he says Chaydish. No, a month, meaning 29 days. Now that contradicts Reb Shimon Gamliel in this previous brayso that he said that we have Vaisifas Ashata Da Tlas in Yemen 30 days. So is the Ibriya, the Adar Sheni, 30 days or 29 days? So my puppy says not a contradiction. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds it could be either or. What he was saying to the Tanakhama, although Tanakhama said 30 days, he doesn't disagree, as in the previous brayso, it could be 30 days. But all he was saying was, Ratzu Chaydish, if they want, they can make it 29 days. Ratzu Shleishim Yom, if they want, they can make it 30 days. Now, the Gemara makes a reflection that regarding the previous price that we brought down, Tachazi Ma'ika, come and see what's the difference between, as you continue to Medbeis, Takifoi Kadmoi, the previous strong and iron individuals like Rambam Liel, who he ruled with an iron fist as the leader of the Jewish people, and he instilled fear in the students, as we find the Gemara in Bechairis and the Brachas and Rosh Hashanah, where he pained Reb Yeshua. He went to great lengths to show that he's the one in charge and had the authority. And even so, the Brice we quoted before says, he writes in a humble type of a wording, V'shifra milsa ba'ampoyu ba'ampi chavroi, where he says that, as we're going to quote Rambam Liel shortly, where he says in the way of, oh, it seems pleasing in the eyes of me and of my colleagues. Whereas, look at that difference, lin visanoi basroi. And regarding the comparison to the later humble ones, where Reb Shimon, the son of Rambam Liel, who, as is quoted in the Gemara in Bamitzia Pehemet Aleph, he was from the most humble ones, still, as we quoted the Braisa before, he didn't say ba'ampi chavroi. He said, it seems fit in my eyes. So look at that contrast, where although the early ones were the iron ones, they had this humility, whereas the later humble ones didn't even use their terminology, that including the others. The Tanakh Luna Braisa, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, there was an answer Rabbi Gamliel, who he was the Takifi Kadmoi, he was the more strong one. Shahayeshav Agav Maila Bahar Baisa, he was sitting on the elevated plain in the Temple Mount. The Hayechanan Sefer Halaz Emin Lefanam, he had the Yechanan describe, who was standing in front of him. Vesholish Igris Chatuchas Lefanam Benachas, he had three empty pieces of papers, of letters, open in front of him. So Amalai Yisrael told him, the three letters what he should write. Tula garta chad v'kasav. He said, first take out one letter and write as follows. La'chona b'nei gililoi lo, to our brothers in the upper Galilee, u'la'chona b'nei gililoi dato, and to our brothers in the lower Galilee, shlom chanyaski, may you have much peace. Ma'idon anach l'chem, we want to notify you, the zman bi'urimata, the time of bir, of elimination has come, which that's in the third or the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, which anyone who has delayed bringing his maisus of the first and the second year has to now eliminate it at this point. With the truma is given to the kayin, maisa rishon is given to the levi, maisa ani is given to the poor person, maisa sheni has to be eaten up wherever it is, where if it wasn't brought up to Shalom before Pesach, they would eliminate it erev Pesach, and side of vidui, confession of bi'arti ha'kodesh min habayis, I have gotten rid of all the holy things from my house. So he was notifying him, the time of bir has arrived, which is lafrushe maisa mimatana dezeis, and therefore you should separate the tais from the pile of the olives, where the olives are gathered, where they gain heat one on top of the other. Now the reason why in the Galilee he mentions separating the maaser from the olives is because in the Galilee they had a lot of olives, whereas as we're going to see the next letter where he wrote to those in the south, where they had a lot of wheat, he wrote a different produce. He wrote, then he told his scribe, "Betuli garta chad v'kas." Now take another letter and write as follows. Lachana b'nei deraima, to our brothers, those from the south, shlom chanyaski, may you have much peace. We would like to notify you. The time for the beer has arrived. And therefore separate the tithes from the pile of the stalks of grain. Again, because there they had a lot of grain. Now, and they said, take a third letter and write. To our brothers, those in the diaspora in Babel, and to our brothers in media, and for all the diaspora of the Jewish people. Shalom chen yaskel alam, may your peace continue and multiply forever. Ma'idon anach l'chayin, we would like to notify you. The gozlai rekichin, the birds are still very young. Vimraya arkin, and the lambs are very thin. Vizimna da'abib leimata, and the time for the grain ripening has not yet come. So, which should be in Nisan time, and it's not yet time for that. So v'shifra milsa bampoy uba'ampi chavrayin, and therefore it seems fit in my eyes and in the face of my colleagues. And therefore, we have added on to the year another 30 days. Now, the fact that there were three different letters in Galil and Durham, they're from Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they didn't have to be notified regarding that it's an Ibriyar, because they're very close to the courts, because they're in Eretz Yisrael. But those in the diaspora and Bavel and that are far away from Eretz Yisrael, that's why the third letter had to notify them regarding the Iber, so that they should not be eating Chametz on Pesach, because it's actually not going to be the 15th of Nisan, it's going to be the 15th of Adar Sheni, and that actually Pesach is a month later. But one thing that you see is that although Mili was the stronger than his son, was called the Anav, and he was called the strong one, he was said in a more humble tone, which was including his colleagues, whereas we quoted Shimon Mili on Amid Aleph, who he only said that it seems fit in my eyes. So look at that contrast, where the Gemara, however, makes a comment, Dilma Basa Debru, maybe, however, this during Mili was so humble, was maybe when he was strong, maybe he would not have spoken like that. But maybe this is after that they had demoted Gamliel from his leadership role. Maybe then he became humble where he was taken down. But maybe when he was still on top, he would not have written in such a humble tone of in front of me and in front of my colleagues. Continuing on these halachas of Ibir Shana, the Gemara says, Tarn bo'an lenda b'raisa, which we alluded to this halacha namar aleph, Ashleisha dvar ma'abin ashana. There's three primary reasons why we extend the year. First one is ala aviv. If the grain has not yet ripened for the month of Nisan, and therefore we extend the year, and instead of it being Nisan, it's still another month of Adar. Because the Pasuk writes that the month of Pesach, the Yom Tov of Pesach has to be b'chaydesh ha'aviv. And it's not going to be b'chaydesh ha'aviv because it still hasn't ripened, so therefore that's one reason why we extend the year. Moreover, is val peiros se'ilon. If, let's say, the fruits of the trees have delayed their ripening more than the time of Shavuos, so then we extend the year so that Shavuos should be a month later. And the reason for that is because the Chag HaAtzeres is the time of when we bring Bikurim, and that's why it's called Chag HaBikurim too, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Chavches, HaBikurim. Now, The reason is also is if they're not going to bring their bikurim, their first of the seven fruits that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, when they come for the Yom Tov Shavuos, then they're going to have to go through the effort and bring it another time. So to avoid that, they extend the year a little bit later, have another Adar, then come Nisan Iyar Sivan. So by the time that the Yom Tov Shavuos will come around, the first fruits will have already ripened. And the third reason is Valat Kufa, is because of the seasons. There's four seasons in the year, known by their secular names or by their Hebrew names regarding the four seasons. So whether because the summer months, what's called Tkufas Tamas, is still tarrying on, is delaying, where the Tkuf of Tishrei is not going to happen until after, because we go based on the lunar, but there's also a solar element to the year, which the growth of the fruits are based on. And we have to consider both of those elements. As we said before, Chaga Aviv is Pesach, even though that's based on the sun and we go based on the moon. So you have to make sure that they fit with that, with those two. So if the Tkuv of Tishrei is only going to start after the Yom Tov of Sukkot, so then you have to extend the year, as the Gemara teaches us later on the Yud Gimel Beis from Sukkot. Or if, let's say, the Tkuf of Tevis is delaying until it'll pass even the 16th of Nisan, which the bringing of the Omer will end up being in the Tkuf of Tevis, when it's supposed to be already in the Tkuf of Nisan. So that's another reason why we extend the year to push over the Yom Tov, as the Gemara again will tell us later on after Yud Gimel Beis. Those are the three reasons why we extend the year by adding on another month, another Adar. Now, says the Braisa, Al Shnai Mehen Abram. But it's only when you have two of those three reasons that you extend the year. But if you only have one of those three reasons, then you don't extend the year. Now, however, and as we qualified Omer Aleph, that's what we said, if you have only one of them, and you also have the Gedalim and the birds, then you would extend it, even though you have only one with that as a sad. Now, continues the Braisa, Bizman Sha'av Echem. Now, when the ripening of the grain is one of the two reasons why we're extending the year, Hakol Smechen, then everyone is happy. They're not concerned that we're pushing of Pesach a month later. And the reason is because the grain's not fit. And therefore the Isser Chadosh, which is that one is not allowed to partake of the new grain until the 16th of Nisan, when the Karban Omer is brought, it's not problematic for them because anyway, it's not Chag Aviv, it's not Chedosh Aviv, the grain's not ready anyway. If that's one of the two reasons why we're pushing it off, so people are happy. Because in contrast, if let's say the grain is fit already to be reaped, and then they're going to be extending the year because of the Peiros Eilon and of the Tkufa, and then people are sad and depressed because then it's another month we have to wait. The grain's already ready, but we can't partake of it because we have to wait till the Karban Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. So it's if the extension is because of Aviv, that's one of the two reasons, then everyone is happy. Reb Shimon Leilam, he says, Ala Tkufa, says on the seasons. Now, Ibaila, the following question, what does Reb Shimon Leilam mean? What was he referring back on? Was he saying ala tkufa semechen, that when it's because of the seasons and everyone is happy? In other words, if the tkufa was going to be as it's supposed to be in the beginning of Tishrei, and then the chacham had to extend the year because of other things, now what that ends up doing is that pushes off the Yom Tov of Sukkot into the winter, a month into the winter. So it comes out that those who are being oil regal are going to be pained by coming already in later on in autumn when it's already raining. And the reason is because the weather elements, the seasons go after the solar, which is what happens when you push it later on, although it's the same lunar, but solar it's going to be later. So therefore, if Tkufa was not one of the two reasons why they were pushing it off, then actually people would be sad because now it really would have been an appropriate time. It would have been, Sukkot would have been at a nice time when it's not, it's only in the beginning of autumn, it wouldn't have been rainy. And if it's not, therefore they're going to be sad. So that's what Reb Shimon Leilam was saying, that if they had to extend the year because of, let's say, Peiros Eilon, and the second reason was because of the Tkufa, that's when people would be happy, because that means to say that actually it wasn't even the Tkufa yet, meaning it was still going to, the Sukkot would have been a little bit in the summer. Now they're pushing it off so that it should be in the appropriate time in the beginning of Tishrei. So it's for that that he was saying that people would be happy. In other words, not only that, like the Tanna Kama said, that if Aviv is one of them, people are happy. Shimon Leilam was saying, no, that it's because of the Tkufa that then people would be happy. Is that what he was saying? Or maybe Al HaTkufa, he was referring to a different thing. That it actually, if only because of the seasons, even that is ma'abrin. Because since the element of the extending the year because of Chag HaAviv is min ha-Torah, so Rabbi Shmuel was coming to disagree. Although the Tanakhama says you only extend the year when you have two of the three. On that he was saying, ala tkufa, that no, actually you would extend the year even if only because of the tkufa, because the Torah says that it has to, the Yom Tov has to be in Chodesh HaAviv. And if it's if it's running behind, it's not going to be Chodesh HaAviv, and therefore you have to push it off. So that's what he's coming to say, that that actually even if that's the only reason the tkufa, you would extend it just for that. On that says the Gemara, take, let it stand. It's not clear what is he referring to when he says ala tkufa. Is he saying that no, that the rejoicing is not only if they push it up because of Aviv, the rejoicing also would be because of the tkufa, because they, that only then would they be happy, because if not, actually they'd be sad, because now you're actually making sukkahs when you have to be regal, it's going to come out in the middle of the, it's going to be already in the rainy part of the winter. Is that what he's saying? Or is he saying that no, that actually he's disagreeing regarding the halacha Tanakama in regards to how many do you need to extend it? Tanakama says you always need two. He said no, for tkufa, even if that's the only reason you would extend it, because that's a biblical concept that has to be b'chedesh aviv, and if the aviv didn't yet come, so then we would have to push it off because of that. The Gemara says, let it stand. It's not clear what Rabbi Shmuel was saying. Now the Gemara continues with another braisa that continues on these laws of Ibur Hashana. Turn up and learn that braisa. Al-Sholesh Aratzis, regarding three lands, where all these three lands are part of Eretz Yisrael, where if, let's say, it didn't reach the time of Aviv yet, of the ripening of the grain, or if the court sees that it's delaying in the ripening of the fruits of the tree, regarding these three lands, Ma'abrim Nesashana, they go ahead and they extend the year. And they are Yehuda, land of Judea, Veva Yarden, which is Transjordan, Vehagalil, and the Galil. Now, says the Braisa, Al Steinman, but it's only regarding two of these three lands, where even if these two are Transjordan and the Galil, Ma'abrin, they're going to extend the year, because since the majority of Eretz Yisrael did not reach the time of Aviv, so then it's not called yet Chedesh Aviv, and therefore you have to extend the year. But Valachas men, but if it's only one of these three lands, even if it didn't yet reach the time of Aviv in Judea, but if it reached already in Evayad and Galil, Ema Abin, then for only that one land, we're not going to extend the year. And the reason for that is because in those years, they'll bring the carbon Eimer, although it didn't ripen yet in Judea, they'll bring it from the Evayad or the Galil, as the Mishnah teaches in Masechet Menachos, that it has to be Carmel, which actually Carmel is a contraction of two words of Rach and Mole, has to be soft and full. From here, the Chazal said that you're only going to bring the carbon Eimer from the places which are close to Yerushalayim, which is Karamali, which is Judea, but if it didn't yet ripen near Yerushalayim, then they bring it from faraway places, the Gemara there teaches, where there were times that they brought it from Galagoy Srifin or the Shtehalecha from Bikas Ein Secher, from faraway places. So therefore, if it's only one of the places, then they're not going to extend it, because even if that one place is in Yerushalayim, they can bring the Omer from other places. However, says the Braisa, Bizman Shehuda Achazmen, but when it would happen that Judea was one of the two lands which were delayed in the ripening, and therefore they would extend it, Hakol Smeichen, everyone was happy. Why? She'ein Imr Ba, because the Imr doesn't come as a Leketchila, as initially, as the primary mitzvah, Elam Yehuda, only from the land of Judea. So therefore, if it would have ripened already in Judea, and they would be extending the year because it's not yet Aviv in the other two lands, so when it would come actually time for the Eimer, which now this year is a month later, then those of the grain of in Judea would have already dried out already. And we needed to be Rach and Mali. And therefore then you would have to bring the Eimer from the other lands, and therefore people would not be so happy, because primarily, Leketchila, it should be brought from Yehuda. Moreover, is another reason why they would be happy only if they would be extending it because Yehuda is not ready either, but they would be sad if it was already ready in Yehuda, is if it already ripened in Judea and the people see that it's already fit to bring the Omer from these grains and still the Bezdin is being ma'abr the year because of the other two lands, so then it would be extending for them the amount of time for another month that they can't have from the new grain, which would be very hard. But if, let's say, it didn't ripen yet in Judea, and it's one of the two lands, that wouldn't be so hard for them, because even though it is possible to bring the Omer from that third land, but since the primary mitzvah is to bring from Judea, they wouldn't be so upset. So they would be very happy if it was Yehuda was one of the two lands that was not ready, because, again, primarily we want to bring the Omer from Yehuda. Tana Barlin, the Braisa, so again, continuing on this halacha, Eima Abrines Hashanim Elu, we do not extend the year only in the established court, that's be Yehuda in Judea. Now, Vimru Begalil Muberes, but says the Tanakhama, if they did extend, if the court convened in the Galil, and that's where they made Ibrashana, so then it works after the fact. But Heit Chananya Ish Aina, he said, no, Ibn Beru Begalil, in the Muberes, if that's where they extended the year in the Galil, that's not going to be valid. So Amr Behud Bered B'Shimon Ben Paz, he says, my time with the Chananya Ish Aina, what's his reason in explaining his opinion? Why doesn't it work if the court convenes somewhere else and not just in Yehuda? On that Amr Krah, it's because the Pasuk says in the Varam, L'shichnei Tidrishu, to his resting place you should seek, Uvasa Shaman, you should come over there, which tells us, called Drisha Shata Derish, every seeking that you seek, L'yiyu Ela B'shichnei Shalmakam, should only be in the resting place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Yerushalayim, which is in Yehuda, and therefore, this Drisha about analyzing and evaluating if it should be Ibra Hashana has to be in Yerushalayim, in Yehuda, and if it's anywhere else, it's not valid even after the fact. Tanabon Linda Braisa. Another qualification of this halacha, Ema Abir Nes Hashana El Bayayim. We could only do the extending of the year to add on another Adar by the court only during the daytime. Vimru Balayla in the Muberes, and if it's extended at nighttime, it's not considered an extension. So to the Ema Kach Nes Hachedish El Bayayim. We could only extend the month by adding another day only in the daytime. Vim Kichu Balayla in the Mekudish, and if it's done at nighttime, it's not valid. Amr Ababi says, Micro, what's the pasuk for this? That Kiddush Hachedish has to be only by day and not by nighttime. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Tiku b'chaydi shayfer, blow in the month the shayfer, b'keselim chagenu, in the covered of that, the day of our holiday. So the interpretation of this pasuk is, Ezehu chad shachaydish meskasabay. So what is the yomtiv, what's the holiday, that the moon, is that the newness is covered by it. In other words, that the moon is not seen visibly to the whole entire world, as it says, Chedish Bakesa, that the month, the Levana, the moon, is covered in it. Havalim is Rosh Hashanah. What Chag are we talking about, as we're saying, Yom Chagenu, is Bachedish, that the Chedish is Bakesa, is covered. That refers to Rosh Hashanah, because its holiday is in the beginning of the month, it's the first of the month, but other holidays are in the middle of the month. So we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, which is covered in its chaydish. Uksiv, and what does the pasuk say after that? Ki chayk li Yisrael. In other words, that the statute of the Jewish people, which is to make a yom tov on this day, which, what's the statute that they do on the day, which is kiddush ha-chaydish, is sanctifying the new month on the first of Tishrei, that is hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. That is like the judgment that there is for the God of Jacob, which ma mishpat b'yom, just like the laws of justice, A court case has to be during the daytime, as the pasuk says, as the Gemara darshens this later on, the Flamadal Mabeis Biyam and Chila as Banav, that when a person bequeaths to his children, which is considered judgment, it's a din, has to be during the daytime. Saf Kiddush HaChedish Biyam Sisot to Kiddush HaChedish, which is being compared in this pasuk to the Chedish, which just to the Mishpat, which says Kichek Lisol Mishpat Lelkei Akiv, so to is Achidish Miskasabai, so to Bakesim Chagenu, which is that it has to be at the daytime. That's where we know the halacha, just like Mishpitz Bayayim, so to Kiddush Achidish should be during the daytime and not at the nighttime.